At CMS and HHS, we're increasingly worried about the deep rot within Minnesota's Medicaid and social services system, which are supposed to protect the most vulnerable Americans. The more we uncover, the more it becomes clear it's much worse than we were led to believe by state government officials. We'd previously learned that illegal immigrants were still getting care within allegedly state-only Medicaid programs that were actually using federal taxpayer funds. And because of that, we already withheld $1.3 billion from California, Illinois, and yes, Minnesota, which always seems to show up on the list of states with the worst fraud, waste, and abuse. But this is only the tip of the iceberg for Minnesota. We have an unfortunate announcement for the Walz administration. They have to admit they were warned. Last month, we instructed the Walz administration to produce a corrective action plan by the end of the year, which we received late New Year's Eve and found deeply insufficient. We don't want to hear, for example, that your state law doesn't allow you to protect federal taxpayers from Somali fraud. And we want a sense of urgency to fix this, as well as clear milestones to hold Minnesota accountable on progress. Enough is enough. I just notified Governor Walz we will begin auditing Medicaid receipts and defer paying on claims based on fraud, waste, and abuse. Until we can verify what is legitimate, we're going to defer payments for the 14 programs that the state itself identified as rife with fraud. That figure could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. If the state cannot get a handle on this fraud, as we find more, we intend to withhold more payments moving forward until the state cleans up its act.